Ted Dabrowski is joining us. Many times you heard Ted join us with the Illinois Policy Institute. He's with a new group called Wire Points. Ted, what's Wire Points?
Well, listen, we're a group that's hitting on the commentary, on the research, the analysis of what's wrong with Illinois, and we're hard hitting. We're going to hit on both sides, Republicans and Democrats, until we fix this state. But our goal is to get the truth out there. Most people can't connect the dots between the mess in their lives, between what's happening politically in their community and in the state, and what's happening with their property taxes and their job situation and their income. So we're trying to connect the dots for everybody.
Well, one of the reasons why I so often spoke with you, Ted, was because you were so research-based. It was a math issue, really, with you on items, and that was one of the reasons, because the math don't lie. But the fact that we've got about three or four books in the state probably doesn't help. But the reason why Ted and I together this morning, I had been describing it this way over the last few months. The eclipse had a profound effect on me, and I kept thinking, a problem so big that it could blot out the pension issue. I mean, that was the thing that we talked about, pensions, 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 and then the times without a budget, and the pensions became, they went all the way to the back of the pack for some reason. Okay, now we've got a budget. Pensions haven't gone away when it comes to the issue and the liability the taxpayers in this state hold when it comes to them.
Well, that's the whole issue, is that pensions are really complex, they're boring. Most people's eyes glaze over when we start to talk about pensions, but they really shouldn't, because it's probably the biggest thing affecting people's checkbook or their wallets. It's affecting their home values. It's affecting their property taxes. It's affecting their job prospects. It's why so many people are leaving. And, you know, the math, like you said, is that these pensions are getting so big. There's so many people getting them. The amount that we're paying out is so huge that it's squeezing out the economy. It's squeezing out everything in its path. And until we address that, Illinois are either going to have to, you know, keep suffering, or they're going to leave.
I remember when a section of money was released for higher education, and then I was reading about, you know, the X number of millions, and right, and then I realized that a good portion of that never goes to the classroom. It went right into the pension problem. And I wonder, when yesterday the state superintendent of schools announced $350 million a school beginning in April, I wondered, how much of that goes to the school, or how much of that goes to the pension system? I'm curious. Do you know the answer to that question?
Well, we know that about half of what the state gives to higher education goes to pensions. It's going to all the massive growth in administration, massive growth in the actual amount of salaries you're getting, and then, of course, the multimillion-dollar pensions that go with that. Tom, we came out with a report yesterday that shows that pensions, the pension benefits that the state has been handing out for the last 30 years, has grown at multiple times people's incomes, the tax base, the economy, inflation. You know, these pensions are squeezing out everything. It would be like, you know, somebody who for 30 years in a row spends so much more on their credit card, 10% more a year for 30 years, and their incomes only grow, you know, flat or 2%. Eventually, they go bankrupt, and that's what's happened to the state.
Well, the interesting thing, and I was doing an interview with J.B. Pritzker, and we were talking about, you know, this pension issue, and the fact is, people in Southern Illinois make less money now. The average income dropped over a period of time from about $39,000 to $30,000. And you realize people are making less, things cost more, your property values have declined. You pay a higher property tax for a cheaper piece of property, for lack of a better word. And it's kind of hard, I think, for me to imagine that is tied up into what we're talking about today. I don't put those two things together, Ted.
Well, Tom, let me tell you, over the last 30 years, pension benefits have grown 9% every single year on average. So for 30 years. Now imagine somebody's salary growing by 9% every year, right? You'd be super wealthy if you got a 9% raise 30 years in a row. You'd be screaming and hollering,
right?
But that's not happening in places, you know, down state or Rockford or, you know, anywhere in the state. People's incomes are flat. We know what's happened with property values. We know what's happened with their property taxes, and yet we keep doling out these pension benefits that go up, and it's just coming out of people's hides, and that's what has to stop. And I think that's the biggest thing we have to make a noise on, is that we can't let that continue, because in the end, it's going to destroy the state.
But Ted, there's another issue that has often galled me, is when I watch how pension money is invested and seeing the fees that we pay, that we never hit the markers they say we're going to, in fact, quite the contrary, massive amounts, and that we spend a lot of pension money paying groups to manage funds that don't do well, and we pay them exceedingly well to do it. How we handle the pension money has got to play into this.
Well, you know, you're hitting an important point that we covered at Wire Points in this report. Look, the narrative, and this is an important part, the narrative from the media, from the politicians, from the pundits, is that we've underfunded our pensions. We never put anything in, you know, not enough in. And that has serious implications, because what they want the listeners on this show to believe is that, oh, well, the state didn't put enough in, so the taxpayers need to do more. We need to raise taxes. And so we found that that's not true. We looked at the facts, and, you know, a lot of taxpayer money has gone in. You know, enough money has gone in. Plenty of money has gone in. The problem isn't that. It's the other side of the equation, where the benefits have been growing so fast that they just can't keep up. And so what we want to do is change that narrative. It's not the taxpayers' fault. There's plenty of money in there. It's the fault of the politicians for handing out too much in benefits. We should not accept another tax hike. Your point is right, Tom, but that's not the driver, because plenty of money's been put in. And actually, Illinois has done fairly well with its, in relative terms, of its investments. It's the other side, the promises that have been doled out. That's the big driver, and we can't let them hike taxes on us again.
So how do you stop it?
Well, you know, there's a lot we can do, and it's going to be pretty tough. If the unions don't want to negotiate, if they don't want to come after we show all these benefits that they get and how much they've grown, if they don't want to negotiate, then we've got to freeze salaries at the state level. That's number one. Number two is, we got to, on all these collective bargaining, all this bargaining the unions get to do, we need to strip that down to just salaries. We can't let them have all these perks that boost their pensions. We've got to look at bankruptcy. If they don't want to negotiate, we're going to need to make sure that we protect, you know, the retirement plans, but we also have to protect our taxpayers. Bankruptcy might be one of those things. So there's quite a few things that can be done. But they're all aggressive. We can't just sit here and let taxpayers be bullied, because they won't take it eventually.
All right, but politicians aren't going to do that, least of all during an election year, because they don't want to disenfranchise those state companies that are, of course, voters.
Well, that's why we have to, you know, again, it comes back to the people of Illinois fighting back. And so, you know, everybody on this call needs to you know, look at the Wire Points research we put out, but also they need to communicate with their legislators and put pressure on them, because you know the unions are going to pressure protect all their benefits. We, as taxpayers, as ordinary residents, we need to fight back and protect our interest and call the legislators and say, we won't put up with another tax hike. We want reforms.
Ted Dabrowski's with Wire Points, and hope to have Ted on the future with some research here, because, like I said, he's a research guy, and I like those numbers. Well, I don't like the numbers, but numbers help tell the story. There is another one that I saw, and I haven't had a chance to read this, and I'm sorry I'm throwing this at you from the sideway here, Ted. I've got in my reading queue about how union dues are funneled to the Democratic Party from school teachers' unions. Have you seen this new piece floating that came out yesterday?
I didn't look at that particular, but you know, we know that, you know, all people that work for the state are forced to keep your job. You have to pay your union dues. If you don't pay those union dues, you will lose your job, and of course. The big issue with that is that it forces any person who's in that union to by default, support the politics of that union. And, the unions spend a lot of money, and most of that money goes to the Democratic Party. So it doesn't surprise me.
It's interesting. I was talking to a guy who was a carpenter's union, and he said, I got a letter from my union telling me how to vote. He was pretty ticked off about it. You know, he says, I got the union dues, I pay you, and you guys give it to people I don't necessarily support. But he was really ticked off, you know, that he got a letter from his union telling him who he should vote for. And he says, I ought to be able to retain some of my decision-making. You know, I mean, it's interesting how this process works in Illinois. Ted Dabrowski, Wired Points. Ted, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tom.